Today's ruling turns on an odd twist of events that began with a clerical error made by Greer's parole agent. Greer served 14 months in prison for a 2005 conviction for possession and sale of marijuana. When he was released in 2007, he was supposed to serve 3 years of probation, but his parole agent erroneously gave him a discharge document and told him all his civil rights were restored and he was off probation. 2 years later, in 2009, when he was charged with threatening his girlfriend, the Department of Corrections discovered the clerical error and told Greer he was actually still on probation for the 2005 charges. Greer's attorney, Jennifer Severino, says today's ruling upholding the DOC's decision unfairly lets the department off the hook for misleading Greer.
There's no ramifications to the DOC for their inability to accurately keep their records. You know, this was a period of 6 years that they had to catch this error, and they never caught it.
The majority ruling against Greer, written by Justice Annette Ziegler, cites similar cases where courts have ruled that a negligent error by the DOC is not grounds for defendants to challenge a decision to revoke probation. Ziegler wrote, "It is inconceivable that a sentence validly imposed by a circuit court could be undermined by a mere clerical error." Writing in dissent, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley said it's unfair to hold Greer responsible for violating probation when he had been told he was not on probation. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.